Welcome to Sacred Magic. Violet is on a quest to bring sacredness back into our everyday experiences. Anyone can have an extraordinary life when they are able to tap into the sacred magic within. Violet and her guests will be sharing their divine passions, inspirations, and stories of connecting with their sacred magic. We are so happy you have joined us today. Let's get started with your host, the magical creator of Discover Your Spiritual Gifts, Violet Rain.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sacred Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Violet Rain. I'm excited today to have Leslie on our show. She's a multifaceted individual who wears many hats, and her journey of empowerment and transformation. And she is not just a mom, a wife, or an entrepreneur. She's a human development expert and a quantum human design specialist. As the Kaizen coach and the founder of Kaizen Living, and hopefully I didn't butcher that, Leslie's passionately dedicates herself to guiding moms and lady bosses who feel stuck and dissatisfied. Her mission: to help them realign with their strengths, unlocking purpose and power for successful relationships, both at home and in business. So I love that. So welcome to the show. So excited to have you on here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on here. This is going to be a really great conversation, I can already tell. You and I never have not great conversations, Violet.
No, and we could sit down and talk forever. So this will be interesting, keeping us to a short window. So we may get way off track or we may stay on track, who knows. But Leslie's one of our new readers at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts in Denver. And so I'm excited to have her as part of the team. And I'm really excited to have her on the show. Share with us, Leslie, your story, because I think our stories are inspiring and motivational for our listeners. So share a little bit your story on how you got to where you're at today.
Thank you for the opportunity to share my story, because I really believe that's how we connect with each other. My background is in more traditional psychology and counseling. I've got a couple of degrees in human development and family studies and counseling psychology, threw in a little marketing degree in the middle of that because it's really the psychology of business. And then in my late 20s, I really felt overeducated and underexperienced with all that school and not so much of the real life stuff. So my journey has been a circuitous one. I won't say I took the long path, but I definitely took the scenic route to get where I am today. And it's really about fusing all of those different pieces of the story. I help people understand the value of not only the story you're telling, but how it's showing up in your life, right? A lot of times in our world, we use that term manifestation. And then sometimes it has this real kind of burdensome feel of like, I made this happen. But I really am passionate about helping people realign to their personal power. And understanding the story, you hold the pen of the story of your life. And so whether you're creating it in a therapeutic setting, or whether you're creating it in your home, or whether you're creating it in your business, it really is something that you have the power to create in a way that makes sense for the unique once-in-a-lifetime cosmic event that each of us is.
I love that. What a great way to put that, because I think sometimes there's lots of people out there letting the world influence them, the people around them influence them, the people telling them who they are and what they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do. And when we take on those thoughts from others, we do create that for our lives. And then there's that odd space that we get into of, how did I get here? Why am I here? What did I do to create this? And we don't realize how powerful we are and those creations and how we create. So I love that. And I know that you do quantum human design. Talk to us a little bit. What is that? That's a big word, right? So what is that?
It is definitely a mouthful. And when you throw quantum in front of it, sometimes it scares people off. Really, what quantum human design is a relanguaging of the traditional human design system. And human design is a relatively new opportunity for a lens for self-understanding, but it's a fusion of old systems. So it's a combination of astrology and the Chinese I Ching, which is a divination system from the other side of the planet, the Hindu chakra system, which a lot of people are familiar with, the pretty rainbow up the spine and the yoga studios, and the Judaic Kabbalah, which is really about the connections between those energetic expressions of who we are. What really spoke to me about human design is the emphasis on the archetypal expressions of our human experience, right? So archetypes are just characters, whether we're talking about being the warrior or the caregiver or the nurturer or a variety of other ways that we show up in our world. And, you know, sometimes when we talk astrology or the chakras, that can, again, can be confusing, or it can turn people off because they've already got a limited story of what those things mean for people. I fall back on my psychology education and experience. Carl Jung was a big fan of archetypes. He was actually a big fan of the tarot even. And so I use a variety of different systems that focus on how we show up as the archetype in our experience, how we show up as the character in our story. And it's not a one and done kind of experience. We're not a thing. We are a opportunity to express anything or everything, depending on where we are, who we are, the right people, right place, right time. That's kind of the magic trifecta for alignment. That's how I share it anyway. But we don't always show up in the right place with the right people at the right time, and we still show up somehow. And so I'm a big fan of the system of human design because it gives us a map or a blueprint of ourselves, a blueprint of ourselves and our energy, but then a map on how to navigate what our experience is, right? Whether we're taking that scenic route or whether we're making a beeline from A to B. And at the end of the day, it's not all energy. It's not all astrology, as much as I love to talk about the stars and the energy of the experience, right? Like you mentioned earlier, we come with these relationships, and relationships usually involve people, and people usually have their own belief systems and opinions. And so human design shows us about our energetics, but then it also really highlights how to realign from the programming or the conditioning, those old stories, those old opinions, those grand opinions that can pull us away from what our true purpose is, and really help us feel more empowered by understanding what we're here to do, how we're here to do it well. And ultimately, my teacher really likes to reinforce that we're here to be healthy, joyful, and abundant. And so when we're not having one of those healthy, joyful, abundant experiences, it's not because we're doing life wrong. It's because we're making choices that are pulling us out of alignment with what we know on our most inner levels are true for us, what's right for us.
I love that, because I tell people all the time, we were meant to have joyful, healthy, abundant lives. When we get really misaligned or we're not following that inner soul guidance system of what we're here, and we get off track, it's really easy. And when you tell people that, they just look at you like you got 15 heads. What do you mean I'm supposed to have a joyful, abundant, healthy life? Well, you're supposed to. You have the tools to create that. You have the ability to have that on all levels. And people are like, right? And it's like, no, really, you are. It's just rethinking how you're thinking, because, you know, a lot of times, at least I find with clients, we've got a lot of programming from childhood and early development stages that we don't even remember that is guiding us, that may not be true. You might not be afraid of that anymore. You might not need to hide in a corner when that happens anymore. You're now an adult and you know how to navigate, and things change as we evolve and grow. And those little things from childhood and early development that still keep us in this fear state prevent us from creating what we really want to be and do in this life. And so when we learn how to navigate, I love that. I love the archetypes because I work with the archetypes too, because I think they're a guidepost for us. They have shadow aspects and light aspects. And so how are we standing in the light aspects, the positives of those archetypes? Or are we letting the negatives drive us, right? So it's important to recognize those, right?
Absolutely. I use so many different systems. I'm a big fan of astrology. I definitely love the guidance that comes from the tarot. I am a big fan of just sitting and talk therapy. Narrative therapy shows up in my life in so many different ways. And it can be really confronting for people who are older than the age of seven to really take responsibility for the fact that we are adults that are sometimes living with a seven-year-old story or a three-year-old's interpretation of an experience that happened 40 years ago that we just haven't actually edited, right? It's about an energetic edit, because when you were three, your interpretation was correct for you at three. It may not still be correct for you at 33 or 63 or 93. And it might, it's not every story we learned as a child needs to be rewritten, but it's a really practical, useful skill to have the courage to reflect on what stories we actually are choosing to live today and now, and how does it serve us? Maybe it did serve us as a little girl or a little boy, but it won't serve us as a grown woman or a grown man. And it certainly won't be helpful to offer wisdom as an elder if we haven't been living in alignment with what's really true for us. My experience as a grief counselor for children is really powerful, not only in my role as a counselor, but in my ability to understand that grief is a process that comes with life, right? It's not strictly tethered to death. And a lot of times people hear grieving children, oh, that's a really hard thing to do. And yes, it is, but it's so much easier than working with a grieving adult, because they've not got all of that stuff that they've been pulled out of alignment with decade after decade after decade, right? They're so much closer to the true essence of who they are. And while the grief process always comes with certain aspects of change, right? If we've not been banging the drum of something that's pulling us out of alignment for decades, it really is so much easier to accept what is true and step into your purpose, I think.
I love that. I know one of your other passions is the science of spirituality. The science backing spirituality. So what can you share with us to give us an understanding of that science?
I am a big science geek and also a spiritual lover. And so when I realized that these could actually be bridged in a way that was accessible for the masses, it just really lit me up. So, you know, a lot of what our human brain is looking for is evidence. And it's looking for evidence to prove it's right. And right is determined by what we believe. And our belief is just a collection of thoughts that we've had habitually over time. And so helping people really reorient to their own spiritual path, some kind of hard evidence has been a really useful conversation to engage in, right? So if we're talking about our thoughts and our beliefs, and that whole change the way you look at things and things change, that can, like you were mentioning, that can be really confronting for people when you bring it to an adult who's struggling or an adult who's not living that healthy, joyful, abundant birthright of theirs. And so I love to be able to fall back on the neuroscience of thoughts and habits and how those things occur and how those things can be transformed or changed. I love to fall back on the relationship science of understanding that even if you're a human being sitting on a mountaintop with a mala and meditating, you're still intersecting with the energies that are transiting around you, the energy of the mountain, the energy of your thoughts. And so I think it's more about helping the human brain put labels on and categorize those things that for some people previously have just been indescribable or not able to be put into a category, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience, but we are not spiritual beings first. This density of this meat suit that we're walking around in, it's animated by something that's infinite, but the body has boundaries and the relationships have hopefully boundaries in place. And so learning how to navigate those things with some verified, repeatable, evidenced science has just been a really great opportunity for me to help, I think, support more people in stepping into their spiritual practices and really understanding how to use the human body, the human brain, the human relationship to be this infinite, expansive thing that is much bigger than any one of us, but it's the same thing that's animating every single one of us.
I love that, because we look at belief systems, and it's, you know, we talk about things that are hard to measure. You know, I remember the movie where, and I forget what the name of it was, but they were in court trying to define Santa Claus, because Santa Claus, is he a real being and should he be really supported? And you have all these belief systems and people have carried that throughout lifetimes. But I also think about those individuals who are very mental focused, right? Very thought focused, and they're not spiritual, because some of when we say beliefs or what we feel or what we know, they're like, how do you measure that? How do you prove that, right? How do you prove that there's life after death? How do you have science behind that? And so I think each time we step into a science that is shown up that can be measured in a lot of these things, I think it's amazing. But I also believe there are tons and tons and tons and tons of things that we haven't been able to scientifically prove that it doesn't exist. And that's the big question. Does or doesn't it exist on a science level? So I love all the science that comes up that says, hey, we can measure that. We do have measurements and scientific testing around that, and it does kind of exist. So I love when we have people that are really passionate about science and spirituality. I'm not the science person. I didn't do well in chemistry in school. That's not my lane. So I love it when we have other people that are in that lane.
Full disclosure, I was just sharing with my teenager yesterday, high school chemistry was not where I shined. So...
I did not do well in that class.
Right. I passed with charisma, not with intellect. That was exactly what happened for me. And I think that's the other thing too, that really excites me about having that conversation and building the bridge, is it really is a bridge, because for people who are heavy on the spiritual practices with no need for the evidence, it can be really helpful for them to see that it's not all ethereal, indescribable things. For people who are heavy on the science and not on the spirituality, I think it's great to bring more people into their understanding of the spiritual nature. But then there's this population who really don't have much of an experience with either of those things independently. And so being able to have them stand on the bridge as well and be able to kind of have a foot in both pools, or an introduction to putting their toe maybe in both pools, also really excites me, because it's not all evidenced background and research. It's not all indescribable spirit and energy. It's all of it and then some. And so if science is a scary conversation, we don't have to talk about all of the research and the numbers. If spirituality is a scary conversation, we don't have to use the word God or spirit. We can find a way to be in the middle ground in a way that makes it accessible, that's no longer a turn off or a confusion, because those, for human beings, being confused is a real turn off. And so we like to know what we know. And sometimes that keeps us in a limited lane. Sometimes that can help us really feel like we're able to access expansion in a new way. And so I like to meet people where they are, and then also help them remember what they know.
I love that. I love that. So share with us a little bit of some of the things that you offer, because I know that you do lots of things like I do. We're juggling all these balls in the air, but share with us, if somebody wanted to get to know you more or be able to work with you, what are some of the things that you offer?
I am a big fan of working in a 6 or 12 week container with people to either help them establish a new habit or truly access a new goal. Again, the science says it takes us about 42 days to do a consistent practice long enough to establish a new habit. And those habits are where those beliefs come from, and those beliefs are where those perspectives come from. And so that's really one of the things that lights me up is having a one-on-one front row seat to personal transformation with people who are really ready to do it. In my younger years, my business was kind of like sneaking in the therapy, like you do the veggies in the spaghetti sauce. And that was great. I definitely, you know, anywhere you can get transformation or facilitate, it's awesome. But I'm really clear and upfront now that the people that I like to collaborate with, whether we're working as a client and a coach or whether we're doing some other kind of project, they're already actively interested. They're already wanting that clarification or that realignment. I love to do group events. So I am forever collaborating with other facilitators for things like sound healing events or, you know, a variety of different modalities that I choose. I love sharing astrology with people who maybe don't already have that conversation so that they can see how their energies are showing up in their lives. I am, as you obviously know, I love to share tarot with people, not because I think the cards are magic in and of themselves, although I fully believe magic exists everywhere in the world, but because the magic really happens in any kind of conversation when people are able to align to their stories. And I think the cards especially are great story cues, right? They represent those archetypal expressions of who we are. They also get us thinking about how we maybe don't show up in those same ways. So whether you're talking about, you know, I'm an elemental witch first, I definitely think it all boils down to those kind of fundamental expressions of who we are that isn't our humanity. So I love to work, like you said, I love to work in a lot of different settings in a lot of different ways, but predominantly I offer one-on-one coaching, group events, small group events. And then I also have taken on sharing my message farther and wider and speaking engagements. So I have a couple of those on the calendar as well. If people just want to come and listen without the back and forth conversation, that's an opportunity as well.
I love that. I love that. I'm so glad that you took the time today to come and hang out with me. I really did enjoy it. We'll have to have you back on the show to talk about other conversations, because I know you and I can talk forever, right? And I love having those conversations with people that we just like have our tea and coffee and just chat. So I think that's amazing. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for creating the opportunity and extending the invitation. And I would welcome an opportunity to come back and talk more about wherever spirit guides us to.
I love that. I love that. Thank you for listening and watching. Remember, Leslie is one of our house readers on Thursday, currently at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts. So you can always come and get a reading from her. But you can always follow us on all of our channels. We have our YouTube channel where the video is shown, and then all of our podcast channels. So follow us there. I hope to see you really soon. And thank you for taking the time today to hang out with us.
Thank you for joining us. To find out more about Violet, head over to discoveryourspiritualgifts.com. You can also send a personal message to Violet through email, violet@discoveryourspiritualgifts.com. If you love this show, subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Until next time, remember, we are all meant to have abundant and joyful lives. We hope to see you soon at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts.